Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 252 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the nation station Radio GH on Sunday 21st of December 2025.
Kid said to me, just one question, Daddy, before I go to sleep. How will Santa find me? So I said, wherever he may roam, Santa will find you, because he's coming home.
December solstice is often seen as the middle of winter in the Northern Hemisphere, or of course the middle of summer in the Southern Hemisphere. So we will start with A Winter's Night, an 8x32 bar jig by Sue McKinnell, and, as promised, loads of Christmas music. One set, cast and dance half a figure of eight up, mirror reels on the side, ones in and down to begin, three couples set and rotate, and a snowball chain beginning with threes at the top crossing right hand. Eight tunes from Jim Lindsay. Merry Christmas, The Day Before Christmas, The Holly Bush, The Green Holly Bush Jig by Bruce Osborne, Ducks Die at Christmas, The Christmas Jig, All Around the Christmas Tree, and Christmas in Kinsale by Tony O'Connell. Midwinter Strathspey is our 8 times through for today. It is from a totally unknown source, no deviser, no publication, but it looks pleasant enough, and we can enjoy Nicol McLaren's Slow Airs Christmas music. Nicol and the Glen Craig Band played The Christmas Song by Mel Torme and Bob Wells, Walking in the Air by Howard Blake, I Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake, and White Christmas by Irving Berlin. And our third midwinter dance is a reel, The Winter Solstice, also by Sue McKinnell. Ones lead down, back up, and out between twos and threes to top place. Ones and twos double figure of eight. Ones and twos set and half right hand across, set, and twos half turn left hand while ones turn left hand to face first corners. Hello Goodbye setting to finish in second place. Jim Lindsay providing the festive music this time. Those tunes were Christmas in July by Bill Black, The Holly, Christmas Hornpipe, and Kate Broadwood's Christmas Hornpipe. On this day in 1913, Arthur Wynne's Word Cross, the first crossword puzzle, was published in the New York World. There is a four-couple square set Strasbourg by Vladimir Garbazov called The Puzzle, with a video, which looks really nice, but no crib or diagram. Maybe that's the puzzle, working out the instructions. But we are going to stay with our midwinter theme for one more Christmas track in this half of the programme, Jim Lindsay's band again, and he includes In the Bleak Midwinter, one of my favourite carols. Carols, O little town of Bethlehem, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, See Amid the Winter Snow, and In the Bleak Midwinter from Jim Lindsay's Christmas Party album. Our next jig is Criss Cross, devised by Robert Sr. for Chrissy Osborne's 70th birthday. The central movement in this dance bears similarities to Father Connolly's jig, one of Chrissy's favourite dances. And the third tune on this recording from Marian Anderson is Jim Anderson's Delight, Chrissy's favourite jig tune.
Thank you.
Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band played Jean Ireland by Sir Jimmy Shand, Rock Valley Jig by John Burt, Jim Anderson's Delight by Ronnie Cooper, and Brogan's Cove Jig by Mac Brogan for Criss Cross. Another four-couple Strathspey is The Wordsmiths by Rod Downey from 1999. A simple little dance with ones and fours only dancing the first eight bars and bars 17 to 24, and all four couples dancing 9 to 16 and 25 to 32. The recommended recording is a four times version of The Bob O'Doherty in Book 2 from a 1982 LP by Bobby Crowe. I only have the latest CD version by Bobby Crowe, which was eight times through, so I'll stop it after four. Bobby Crowe played The Bob O'Doherty, Roderick MacDonald and Aspen Bank. I don't usually tell jokes as I can never normally remember them, but I did like this one, and as it's Christmas. I went to the zoo the other day and came to an empty cage, totally empty, except for a loaf of Hovis. So I asked the zookeeper what was happening here, and he said, "It's bred in captivity." In 1937, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the world's first full-length animated feature, premiered at the Carthay Circle Theatre, Los Angeles. And, slightly surprisingly, I found two suitable dances. The Seven Dwarfs by Ron Arrowsmith in 1970 is for a three-couple set with an extra dancer named Number Seven, who starts in the centre between first and second positions, facing the men's side if he is a man, and the ladies' side if she's a lady. It seems that the progression is that Number Seven changes with first man at the end of 32 bars, after the set has progressed to 2-3-1. After all the men have had their turn, then Number Seven will be changing with first lady. Ian McPhail recorded this 7x32-bar reel for Newcastle and District Branch's 70th anniversary, called 70 is Fun.
Thank you.
first and last tune was Seven Up by Sheila Trafford, who wrote the dances in the Newcastle book, and then the other tunes were all by Ian MacPhail. Stuart Forbes of Shielburn, Charles McPherson Bissett of Aberdeen, Alistair Forbes of Craigievar, the St Andrew Society of Rio de Janeiro, and Wally Nichols' Samba. Snow White Strathspey is for a three-couple set by Holger Schuchelt, and the recommended music is Slopes of Hlidarendi from Bob McMurtry's The Devil's Quandary. Debbie Benton, Grosjean and Andrew Imbrie played three Bob McMurtry tunes, Hallgerd the Beautiful, A Rose by Any Other and Willow. The only other joke I can remember at the moment is, what's the difference between a black-eyed pea and a chickpea? A black-eyed pea could sing us a song, but a chickpea can only hum us one. It will probably turn out that these have come from some major TV programme and you've all heard them many times. But as I haven't watched TV for 20 plus years, these things pass me by. We are going to finish with three Christmas tracks from Ewan's favourite CD by the Glen Craig Band. You can choose the dances. It's a 4x40 jig, so maybe the White Heather jig. 5x32 Strathspey, there are a few of those. And then an 8x40 reel, so probably Mari's Wedding or the Highland Rambler, as they finish with a circle.
Yeah.
a special show on Christmas Eve Day and Boxing Day, not sure of the times, and then we'll be back to the usual schedule next week. Have a great Christmas, enjoy yourself, and be kind to those around you. Bye!